95.7 The Hog. The Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Messar-Perrott sitting right there. He brought beers for me and Steve. Very nice one. And for you as well. So you can have some flavors to kind of set your palate and get it ready for the big game viewing. Or really, anytime you want to have beers. You really don't have to have football to mix with it. But it helps because this is a game day.
A game day variety pack.
Variety pack. Okay. Right. Well, we have two more varieties.
Where so that being said, this is also kind of a seasonal sampler, if you will.
Okay.
So game day, you see it, grab it. It's gonna be gone. They'll switch to summer here shortly.
Okay.
Very shortly.
Actually. All right. Don't mess this one up. I mean, not you, Josh. You're doing a great job.
Yes. Just
telling everybody else.
Don't mess up
the beers. Yeah. If you want to drink along with the Morning Hog, you missed this one. We'll see you next time.
This bottle.
Just imagine. Doing
looks imagining. Exciting.
So this is Alpine Lager.
Ooh.
Okay.
So it's brisk and smooth.
Ooh, brisk and smooth. Okay.
That was my nickname in high school.
Really? Wait, give it to him.
Brisk and
give
smooth.
Give him the
brisk
rim shot. Smooth.
All right. So 5.5% alcohol.
Okay.
It's a lager.
Manageable. Okay.
I have not tried this yet. So I don't know what to tell you.
Is this a variety pack only flavor again? Okay. Josh, give me
So that's one of the surprises I got for you.
Yeah. Oh.
This actually comes in a 6-pack by itself.
Look out.
So
really?
Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled.
Okay.
This and the next one we're doing, Cold Snap, are both available by themselves in 6-packs, which is really cool because typically we don't have a secondary seasonal from Sam Adams.
Right.
But we do.
This is a robust, this flavor has a whole front and back differential.
Yes.
It's would like you say it's brisk?
I would say you walk into somebody's house on the front
that's
end,
really
it's brisk,
good, dude.
And then on the back of your tongue, all of a sudden you're going out the back door because they're both open and the wind's blowing through it. And then it has this sweetness on the back.
That's called
a
malt finish. So their back door is smooth, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you rub it, you know, when your hand, they've sanded it down or something. I don't know what they've done to
that's
it.
That's called a cross breeze.
Clear coat. This is very good, though. Very unique. Very unique for them. It just does not taste like any other Sam brew.
No, I mean, you get some really light citrus notes in there, a little bit of maltiness, but just a really nice lager. Again, some beer-flavored beer, which is really nice.
Yes, it is.
Have a break.
This is probably my favorite so far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So very good point.
We got one more. I think it might change your mind.
Oh, look out. Whoa, Steve. Beer-flavored beer. Let's find out what's next in this 4-pack
yummy
game day variety sampler.
So while I pour this,
yeah.
So what's the choice here? Who's winning?
Of the beers or of the big game?
Of the big game.
The Supper Bowl?
Well, as we have been for most of the season, Steve and I are at odds. I say that the that dude Patty Cakes, who plays for the Chefs, he's way better than that dude Jasper that plays for the Birds. So I'm going to take the Chefs.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think they have some sort of magic. It's like some teams have a horseshoe.
Like ref magic, maybe?
Maybe ref magic. I do remember when the Chefs played the Jaguars.
A lot of people mad.
And I was saying that, you know, the Jaguars and the Chefs played, and in those 8 quarters of football they played against each other, the Chefs committed this many penalties. And one of them was on an extra point. 3 total penalties in 8 quarters of football, and one was on a point after. Mm. So I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people are not happy about that. I hear my a little
about what I just said or about
no,
that.
No, and people are happy with what you say. You brought beer. You can say whatever you want. You can say literally whatever you want. So do you have what are you riding? You riding the bird?
Yep.
The bird train?
I have to go from one bird team to the next.
You know, we were told that Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood was at the semi-final game. He was
really?
Yeah, he was there in the big beatdown game against the 49ers. So I wonder if he'll be there for the big game. You know, he's going to be on your team now, though.
Good.
So get ready. If you guys lose, you can commiserate.
I just hope it's a good one.
I'll just sit crisscross applesauce in the hallway and pout.
I'll just say, lottie dottie, everybody, we likes the party.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
He had it written down, by the way, several pages. That's
he's
why
got a lot of copies of it in case it blows away. What is this beer?
So this is Cold Snap.
I love this beer.
So Cold Snap's been around for a while. Recently reformulated about 2 years ago to make, again, a lighter, crisper beer. They just realized people want to drink more than one or two. They want to drink 4 or 5.
Six. Right.
But yeah, it's been around for a while. Clean, crisp, a lot of citrus notes.
Mm.
Was
this a winter seasonal before, or is it part of this seasonal thing now?
So it's an after winter.
After winter. Season. Okay.
So there's spring seasonal, essentially. Cold snap.
Good.
Breaking this, you know.
Okay.
So the cold,
yeah. I love it.
I got you.
I love it. Okay. I thought it was the cold snap, meaning that you pop the bottle, snap, you take the cap off of it, and you pour it in your mouth.
Now, so cool. The interesting thing here, on their description, it says orange peel, plum, vanilla, and 10 exotic spices.
Plum? Whoa, hold up now. What are the exotic spices, I wonder?
There's 10 of them.
Probably not nutmeg. I don't think that's exotic. That's kind
of
standard.
Is it like 10 out of the 11 KFC spices, maybe?
Maybe yeah. Some cinnamon.
Allspice, probably one of those. Sporty.
Posh.
Posh, probably one of them. Somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling this. This is another complex flavor. Yeah. And a little bit hazy, right? A little bit of cloud.
It's a white ale.
Yeah.
Yep. So is that what usually unfiltered.
Is that what the white ale refers to? Yeah.
Typically unfiltered, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, if you do any reading of something between your eyeballs and the paper, if you put a glass of beer in front of it, you're going to have a better time reading, because reading's boring. But if you do it on beer, it's way better.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So that limited edition, four flavor, big game, sport time, football, pigskin sampler. What's the actual name?
Game Day Variety Pack.
Yeah, okay. Right. It's available where?
Total Wine, ABC, local independents, Publix, just about everywhere. Or you could always check out that website.
Put it in your browser, srprot.com/beerfinder. Put it in there. You're going to be happy with it. Well, until we see you next week, right before the big game. Cheers.
Cheers.